and we will. Let's go out and do what we gotta do. This is the hell. This is the hell. This is the hell.
Today is about each other. Today is about relentless football. And anything about a touch of football can get knocked out tonight.
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football. Yeah, there you go.
And welcome back to NFL Easy Picks right here on Kayfabe Sports Radio, where it's all a work. And we are here the second week of the NFL season. And we get to actually talk about games that happened last week for the first time in the season. And games that happen next week, or this coming week. But that's, yeah
starting tonight, technically.
Yeah, starting tonight, because this will be posted after midnight, no doubt about it. But, okay, I am your host, Heavyset, and my co-host, Joe Bennett.
Yo, number one in the picks league. What the hell's up, bitches?
Okay, we'll get to that. We haven't got to the point where we have show notes yet, but seeing how our show notes always follow the same thing, we'll get to that in a minute. And even before we get into the scores for our teams, how was it to sit down and watch football again?
Oh, it was great. It's gonna be even better this Sunday when I actually have my apartment, my new 50-inch plasma, my NFL Red Zone package back. Oh, it's gonna be heaven watching football, and my surround sound too. Oh god, I can't wait till Sunday.
See, what I need to get, I need to get Sunday ticket, which I think that is only on DirecTV. I used to have DirecTV growing up, so I used to love it, but I never got the Sunday ticket. And being a freaking Bears fan, literally when they play at 1 o'clock, I am glued to the NFL Network. If you've never watched the NFL Network during the 1 o'clock games, all it is a screen that plays Sirius Radio and all the scores on the page.
Yep, it's pretty good. I mean, if you're not watching the Red Zone, or if you don't have Sunday ticket, and Sunday ticket's way goddamn expensive, $30 a month, even when it's not football season.
Yeah, that is the only thing that does suck about it. But
I got a website for you.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I've got a website for anyone out there. Hit me up on my Twitter at RealJoey.
Okay, because I was actually during the Bears game, I was trying to find something, but I couldn't find anything. But basically, all they do is they sit there and they show the scores, they show you the progression of the drive, who has the ball, what down it is, and like I sit there just glued watching like what's going on with the Bears. Like, they don't really tell you if it's penalties. They don't tell you. I mean, you could tell the ones where it's like first and 10, and then all of a sudden the ball moves back. Backwards and it shows you first and 15, you go, okay, penalty. But not everything else. It could be a pass interference penalty that goes you 20 yards, but you see it on the screen, looks like a 20-yard run or something.
Yeah, you had to be kind of scared, though, because if you were watching that, the Bears look like garbage.
Yeah, on that, they did look like garbage. I was following certain stats, but we will get to all of that later, but I definitely need to get something to where I can watch what is going on. And let's go to the Fantasy League first, because that was never our strong point before, and this probably won't be our strong point this year. It's certainly not mine, because it's funny, you're first in the Fantasy League, and I'm last.
Yeah, I like being in first.
Well, you're in a five-way tie for first. But
that's right.
And I'm in a five-way tie for last. It sucks, but
yeah.
At least I auto-drafted this year, so I don't feel as bad. It's not like really bad drafting. Anything could change in from week one and two, so we'll see what goes on with the league. I know I did score the least amount of points, and I probably won a medal for that. We'll find out, because that is the fun part about Yahoo. They have these little medals that they give out, and they seem to be on Yahoo more than any other site. So yeah, let's see. I don't even remember who I went up against. I think I went up against Mop, and Mop beat me. Who did you beat?
I beat Bull.
That would be the guy who is the main attraction. That's his brother-in-law.
Well, I destroyed him. I got the medal for the highest points of the week and also the highest distance between my opponent and myself.
Wow, yeah, because Bull's like 11 points more than me. Well, yeah, screw the fantasy league. I mean, I'm trying. I'm not like throwing away, but we're here for the picks league, and that's semi-impressive what we have going on there. And Joe, you are once again in first place, another tie, but not as big as a tie, because we only have 8 people in the league.
Because all the haters out there hate and say, I can't pick for shit. Uh-huh. The Cowboys won. Ha, suck it.
Well, why are you ruining what we'll get into later?
I'm sorry, but everyone gives me so much shit for sucking at picks, but obviously I don't suck that much.
Actually, I think you're the one that gave yourself the... Well, I can't say gave yourself the most. You had a downward spiral at the end of the year, and if I want to pull up the ESPN league from last year, I'm pretty sure you were the top pick in week one, and then it all got to your head. So
I'm not letting it get to my head.
See, what's going to happen is the Browns are going to go on a 10-game winning streak, and you are going to lose.
Oh, I can't wait until I talk about Browns.
No, I can't wait till I talk about it. We'll get to that. Anyway, the standings we have going on in the three-way tie for first place, which is very odd. You have our friend the Mop Jockey. You have our co-host Joe Bennett. And Shane, I'm never going to let him live it down, the doofus bitch.
how's he in first place? That's the scary part.
Probably because he was the only one that probably picked the Eagles to win. If you look at actually him, no. He picked Washington to win. The one cool thing about Yahoo that I like, they put a little spreadsheet out of what people's picks are. And as soon as the game starts, they reveal them. And then it shows you who got everything right, who got everything wrong. Like the two games that everybody got wrong was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers over the Jets, which we were all wrong on.
That's fucking bullshit.
And of course, the what the fuck, because we're not going to get into all the games for this week. The Tennessee Titans beating the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, well, the first thing, let me say something about Tampa Bay. I forgot the guy's name. It's his fault that I didn't have 13 wins this week, because that asshole fucking ruined it. And the Jets didn't deserve to win. Sorry. And Nick Folk, how come he didn't choke like he used to in Dallas?
Well, let's go over the ones you did miss, because, okay, everybody got two wrong. Straight off the bat, everybody got two wrong, and everybody got three right. No, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There were 6 games that everybody unanimously picked the same teams. That was Broncos, the Patriots, the Seahawks, the Chiefs, and the Texans. There's not much to get into those games because, yeah, those teams are actually good, and the teams they went against weren't. Even though I think... I'm trying to remember the ones. No. Well, the Bills seemed to pull up a fight, and they almost duped us, but they didn't. Let's go back to the standings real quick, so we didn't finish that. I'm in the technically a tie for second place with myself and Dan the Cannon. In 6th, 7th, and 8th place is Stevie G, only one Mart who did decide to join us, and a friend of mine named Ryan who decided to join the league when I threw out an invite on Facebook. The only person, only one of my friends to accept this. So gotta give him credit, even though he went 8-8.
Good job.
But let's talk about last week. Let's talk about our teams. And I think we'll start with the easiest first, the Cleveland Browns. Losing to the Miami Dolphins. Joe, I'll let you go first.
I picked them to lose, obviously. But the biggest thing that comes out of this, the Browns lost, but they're in first place in the North. I'm sure there's riots in the streets in Cleveland right now because they're tied for first 0-1.
That sounds like you went on Facebook and looked at an NFL meme.
I did.
It's not really that there's celebrating, because in this area, it's a lot of Pittsburgh fans and a lot of Brown fans, and it's basically like pointing at each other and saying, your team sucks.
Double depression?
It's not even depression, because Steelers fans seem to always say, like, oh, the Browns suck all the time. Personally, and this sucks really bad on my part, but it's true. I was more intrigued by watching stats on the NFL Network on how the Bears were doing than the actually watching the Browns game itself. Even though the Browns game was on the NFL Network, you know, they, you know, all the stats are out there. All the scores and everything, and it was like, I think maybe right below the Brown, I mean, right below the Bears game, I still didn't turn. I think I turned like once or twice, maybe seen a little bit, but here's my problem. When just watching some of the, like watching the drives of how they were going on the NFL Network of that game, Brandon Weeden is not the answer, and that's something that if Blog Talk Radio didn't totally fuck up the draft episode we did, I'm pretty sure there's me going on saying something that I didn't believe he was going to be an answer in Cleveland because Brady Quinn wasn't an answer and Colt McCoy wasn't an answer. These are two guys that they drafted, and I got behind. I actually think of the two, Colt McCoy, actually of the three, Colt McCoy is the best quarterback out of them, and they both failed. So now you have Brandon Weeden. So after this history of quarterbacks failing, I literally, as soon as they drafted him, I said, I don't like him. That's nothing against him. I mean, I don't care for his age. I don't care much for a lot of stuff about him, but it's like, he's not the quarterback we need. We're not going to be able to build somebody because, yeah, there just seems to be a lot missing. Luckily, as we're starting off, the league seems weaker. Not the league, the division seems weaker than we thought. I think the Bengals will come out much better, and we'll get to that when we talk about the Bears game.
Yeah,
but I think other than that, the Steelers look almost exactly like what I've been saying I thought it was going to happen last year, but it seems like it's going to be this year, that they could be the old team that just starts to suck, and they're going to have to start a minor rebuilding process, and some of these veterans are going to have to get some good backups behind them. And I think the Ravens, as soon as everything happened after the Super Bowl with everybody leaving and signing new contracts and whatever they did, I was like, this team just took a Florida Marlins nosedive after winning.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much all I have to say about that. I don't even know how many games I'll watch of the Browns this year. I think they're going to be a little bit better than they were last year, but at the same time, they are in like a middle of a hump of trying to get all the old people out and the new people, and it seems like that's what they've been doing for many years. But now with the new owner, I think everything's serious. And what I want to see the Browns do, I want them to give Brandon Weeden every possible weapon. I want the Browns defense to be amazing. I want some good wide receivers, and we'll see when Gordon gets back from his suspension, and actually Trent Richardson produces more, so you have the other running backs, some good receivers, offensive line, like I said, the defense. And I want Brandon Weeden thinks he has the best team around him, and the Browns take him and say, oh yeah, by the way, poof, you're gone, and they're able to put somebody in that place who can win, whether it be a veteran or whether it be a rookie coming out of college that you're like, oh, this guy's great.
Yeah, they gotta do something.
Yep. And let's move on. Let's go to your team. Let's go to the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
And actually, I did pick them to win. There's only three people that picked them to lose.
Because they should have won, which they did. There's no questions why they shouldn't have. There was some doubts. I did get scared there for a little bit, especially at the end of the game. But they held on. Their defense played well. Three turnovers, I think, in the first three possessions. They didn't really capitalize like they should. It should have been three touchdowns, not two field goals and a turnover. But, you know, Tony didn't disappoint. I'm lucky to say this. And kind of like I said last week, he's going to prove his worth. And week one, it's a win. It's a start. I thought it was a very entertaining game as well.
Here's my only problem with week one matchups. And I think this game, along with one of the Monday night games of the, which is odd, it's this whole division these games are involved in. Week one is circled on coaches, players, teams' calendars for months. And where you, as soon as you know who your opponent is, you start preparing. And that's what a lot of teams do. And even when you got your preseason games in there, they're really just trying, you're getting your team and everybody warmed up to go up against that team. I think I use the Bears as an example. There's been a few years that they have opened up the season and they have completely killed their opponent. I think one an example was the year after they went to the NFC Championship game and they opened up against none other than the Atlanta Falcons, and they murdered the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
They downright murdered them, and it was like, oh my God, you know, the Bears are going to be excellent. They're dominating here on week one, and what do they do the next week? They lost to the Saints, and it's I think within weeks 2 and 4, so 2, 3, and 4 is the wake-up call. Sometimes you see teams that start off 0-1 that did terrible the first week, they manage to actually look their normal self. And I feel with this, with the Cowboys win and the Eagles win, that it's just week one. I want to see more before I say you're still shit or you know what, you're getting better. And I think the fact that these two are division games too, that's the thing. I want to say, and I think I've said it before, the NFC East is probably the most entertaining, competitive division you will find within the games they played each other. So the fact that your first game of the year, A, primetime, B, division opponent, and it's you have that whole offseason to get ready, there's a lot going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say this, even though it doesn't reflect in our picks, I almost see the Philadelphia Eagles having the possibility of doing better than the Cowboys. And the only reason why I'm saying that is because Chip Kelly. It's a new coach behind the wheel, and the only thing that will mess that up is if Michael Vick is Michael Vick. And what I mean by that is he gets injured. Because when you're going to be a quarterback like he is, that's what's going to happen. But the thing is with the Dallas Cowboys, I have Jason Garrett on my list of coaches who will be fired at the end of the year. And the sad thing is, he's not a guy that deserves to be fired. It's the guy that fires him that needs to fire himself from all the position he has except for owner.
Some days I wish I didn't have that either.
Of Jerry Jones having all the power.
Yeah, Jerry Land.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think Jerry Jones is a fantastic owner. Of what he did for the Dallas Cowboys is beyond words of the brand, and especially that stadium, and now finally selling the rights to it. I mean, I'm not a guy who's going to complain about name rights or anything. He's smart. He's very smart.
It's a good way to make money.
But when you want to win games and you're so arrogant about yourself that you think nobody knows football better than you are, the sad thing is, if Jerry Jones was just the owner and everything, because he's like the general manager and he's something else. I think he's like the president or vice president of the team. If there was people in those positions that would have the performance that he's had, he would have fired them by now. That's the fucked up part.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's why I think at the end of the year, I kind of think if the Cowboys don't make the playoffs, he's fired.
See,
I don't think he's gonna be Lovie Smith to where if the Bears didn't even make it to the Super Bowl, he was gonna be fired. But it really wouldn't be surprised me if they don't make the playoffs, he's fired.
I don't know. He's Jerry's boy, so I could see that's not gonna be the case. But that's me.
Yeah. Before we move on to the Bears game, the question I want to ask, because there's another coach that I think is going to be fired at the end of the year. And even though he got a win this week.
Rex Ryan.
And we already talked about it. Rex, do you think at the end of the year Rex Ryan is fired?
Absolutely.
Me too.
He's the one thing in that team they don't need. We've got the talent.
I think, you know, I like a lot of stuff about Rex Ryan, but I think when it comes down to it, when you have not produced as long as you have, I think if Mark Chantos would have started this year and did the terrible job that we all know he was going to do if he started, Rex Ryan would definitely have been gone. I almost think the owner of the Jets might have said something to him, and then he went, you know what, maybe Mark Sanchez is not a good idea. Let's get Geno Smith in here now. Let's have him start. Because it was like week four whenever the official announcement was made of preseason.
Right.
Actually, no, it was made... So before or after it was after we did the week one preview, because there was like a bunch of quarterbacks who got put in good plays, like Terrell Pryor starting for the Raiders, which I hate to say it. I think the Raiders are going to be a little bit more competitive, even though they lost to the Colts in only 21-17. Terrell Pryor had the most rushing yards for the whole week of any team, any running back. What does that say?
Sounds like a wannabe Tim Tebow.
Well, sounds like. I don't know what his passing yards would like, but it was more basically he can run.
Absolutely.
And that's no one knew what to expect from him because they hadn't seen him since college, didn't know if he was going to adapt to a system, and he ran. And to almost come back to win the game, I think that's kind of impressive. There was a bunch of other. I think Geno Smith and the Buffalo quarterback. I think all of them, after we recorded, like the next day or something, they all got selected, and I woke up to a bunch of NFL mobile notifications, and I went, oh, great, I'm going to have to change some of my picks now, which I didn't. I think Raiders was a close one, but going up against the Colts, if it was the Raiders versus, I'll say the Rams, because I don't think the Rams were high on my list, even though they did win this week, I probably would have changed it. But anyway, enough about that. We're kind of stalling a little bit, but let's get into the Chicago Bears. What is it like in Chicago after this win, 24-21, after coming back from losing 21-10?
I mean, there's a lot of people that, you know, they're excited. The Bears look like they have a real offense now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about it, but where were they the first half?
I think that's the thing about football sometimes. You can have great teams, like, completely suck it up the first half of the game, but at the end of the game, they come out of it. I think it was one Browns-Steelers game I watched. It was actually when the Browns almost beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh, which hasn't happened in many years, and even hasn't even happened since this game happened. But they were winning, like, the first half, and it was down to the last half is when the Steelers made that comeback and they won. I think it was actually a close game throughout the whole thing, but the main thing is that's when they went over, and that's when they definitely won. and you seem to have that with a lot of teams, but I'm still marking this up to first week. I think the Bengals looked really good, and that's something they're kind of on the par with. Fuck, they're on the par where they were last year, so I see them still doing as good. But the Bears with the offense, I think they're going to be a team if this persists. The offensive line seemed to be there. Cutler only made one interception, and for a while I was thinking, oh my God, Cutler hasn't had a fucking interception. What's going on here? But he was passing the ball around. He finally has the weapons that he can pass the ball around to. And I think you're going to have players who aren't going to have good games because of he'll, like, maybe one week he'll target Brandon Marshall a lot and the new tight end, Bennett. I can't remember his first name off the top of my head.
Martellus. He played for the Cowboys.
I thought he played for the Giants.
He played for the Giants as well.
Okay, that's where I thought he came from. Okay, he targets them too a lot of that game. Well, the next week the defense has covered them more, so he's throwing the ball to Forte and another Bennett, Earl Bennett more. I think that's very much and Jeffries.
Yep.
I think he finally has those guys and Martellus, right? Bennett.
Martellus Bennett. Correct.
Martellus.
He's my brother from another mother.
You got a lot of Bennett's up in Chicago. Jesus. Anyway. I think him was a big difference because Kellen Davis was horrible and he actually got cut from the Browns and I was laughing my ass off because I hated Kellen Davis in the Bears because there was so many times Cutler needed someone to catch the ball. They were on third down. He's on a route in the middle of the field, could definitely catch the ball and he wouldn't. And it was just the skill or something. He wasn't what the Bears need because obviously they need somebody who catches. But anyway, that's going off different. I'm very happy that the Bears came back. Sometimes that's what it takes, but I want to see more. They got the Vikings this week. We'll see what happens with that, but I think they got some roadblocks. And Mark Trestman, he is one of the only a handful of coaches to make their coaching debut for the Bears and win their first game, so that puts him in high regards. And if I'm him, the next thing on my list is to beat the Green Bay Packers. And if not beat the Green Bay Packers, beat them in Lambeau, because the Bears have not done that for quite some time.
Yeah, I completely agree.
All right. And before we go to our next set of games, we actually have a commercial, so play the commercial.
Are you ready?
Did you know we've moved?
Move it. I like to move it, move it.
Our new home at TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, bringing you new content like Fight Show Live and the Spanish Announce Table, and the same shows that you come to enjoy like Old School at the Movies, Trending Mobile Technology, and The Real News. Make sure you check us out every week, TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
All right, and we're back. And yes, of course, we're playing a nice little commercial for the Trending Topics Network, even though that is our former home, and we left... You can listen to that last episode. We left in an angry way, so probably at least on my part. Well, the fences have been mended to a point because I'm still on the Trending Topics Network on the show, and Joe has appeared on there a couple of times. So definitely check out Trending Topics Network. We're still on a friend's relationship with them. If you go to kayfabesports.com, which is constantly changing because I'm trying trying to make it look good. There's actually a new updated theme with it, and I've had the links in a little bit better format, and the link for the Trending Topics Network is on there, as well as Old School at the Movies, their official website. So definitely check them out. Check out all the shows, Old School at the Movies, Trending Mobile Technology, the Spanish Announce Table, all that stuff. They're great guys and friends of ours, so check them out. But let's get into the game. Let's get into week two and the picks. I know I made a lot of these picks last week, and we'll start, like we always do, with our teams, and let's get the turd out of the room. The Baltimore Ravens, who are 0-1, against the Cleveland Browns, who are 0-1. I'm actually picking the Baltimore Ravens for the fact of I think they're going to be pissed, and I don't think the Browns are going to produce as well as they could. If the Browns played better last week, I'd be inclined to pick them, but I'm not. So,
well, yeah, we all know who I'm picking, and it's not the Browns, especially since I just dropped the Green Bay Packers defense to pick up the Baltimore Ravens defense, because I feel the Ravens are just going to come out angry. Just like you said, they're going to come out pissed because they played like garbage last week.
And currently right now in the picks distribution, the Baltimore Ravens are winning 95-5, and they are the actual favorites to win the game. No surprise there.
Yeah, that's not shocking at all. Sorry to say.
Let's go to the Dallas Cowboys. This will be an easy one too. Even though it's weird, they are the underdog. The Dallas Cowboys will be visiting the Kansas City Chiefs, and I'm going with Cowboys.
You know, the Chiefs have earned the spot of favorites because they are a much better team. And like I said last week, again, they are a much better team and going to continue to be a much better team, not just because their coach, but mostly because of everything that, you know, just all the changes that they've made. I mean, Alex Smith, he didn't lose his job in San Francisco.
Well, technically he did.
Well, technically.
he got injured. Colin Kaepernick played so good, he lost his job.
Right. Very true. I will give you that one. But I think Alex Smith definitely deserves a lot of props because he deserves what job he has right now. Just saying. But obviously, I'm still picking the Cowboys.
Yeah, I still want to see more out of the Chiefs. It's like I said, it's that week one syndrome. And it's almost wondering, did Andy Reid want to be in Philly for the last couple of years? Was he just...
He's riding the wave. He was riding the wave.
Yes, something like that.
He's on the Michael Vick highway.
I don't know what the hell he was doing, but hopefully Kansas City is going to be a better pick for him, but we'll see how things play out. I'm picking the Dallas Cowboys too, and let's move on to the Minnesota Vikings. Well, they're not really Canadian, but anyway, they're close enough.
Yeah.
Up against the Chicago Bears with a discount double check.
Yeah. What was the deal with that? Just saying.
I love that commercial.
It was amusing, but it was pretty much a diss on the Packers, but
I think it's like I want to say the third year for that commercial or the second year, because you had the original one, then you had the BJ Raji, you had his fucking commercial, and I think this year it's like adding something else because you got to keep it fresh for the football season. So discount double check, because if you're gonna have Packers and the Bears, which is funny because going back to last week, I'm almost thinking the 49ers are going to become like this rival for the Green Bay Packers. It is getting vicious, and I think this is the time for the Bears to step up their game against the Packers, so people get reminded. So we don't have the same thing we have here in Cleveland with the Browns and the Steelers, because the Steelers have a more competitive rivalry with the Ravens, even though they all suck right now. Wondering if that could be a thing with the Packers and the 49ers, because they have a little bit of history, especially the years that the Packers actually sucked against them, and then they had their comeback years and when the 49ers sucked, and now it's to that point where the 49ers are really good, and the Green Bay Packers, who are like, I'm sorry, Joe, America's team anymore.
I know.
Well, but I will say this on a side note. I don't like it when people say the Cowboys are America's team. In the 90s, they were.
Yep.
And I don't like it when people try to say the Green Bay Packers are America's team. I think if any team is America's team, you're not going to agree with this. I think it's the New York Yankees. That's because the way people wear New York Yankees that don't even watch baseball. That's what I'm talking about. Like, that is why they're the team for America. Like, when people think of America, I think one of the top teams they think of was the Yankees, but that's a different rant. Anyway, but it's the Packers have not been able to beat the 49ers, and it's crazy, and I do admit I love watching it. I love watching Colin Kaepernick. Okay, he runs on the Packers, freaking kills them in the playoff game. So they're like, okay, we're gonna stop the read option. Okay, I'm gonna throw for 400 yards on you. I think Colin Kaepernick is the next big star of the league. As soon as he wins the Super Bowl, he will be considered elite or in the conversation of elite.
Yeah.
But okay, getting back to the game, the Chicago Bears against the Minnesota Vikings.
Minnesota. I'm not.
Yeah, I'm. You're not picking Minnesota. You're picking the Bears.
Nope.
Do you want to take a discount? Double check.
Bears.
Yeah.
Bears for the
win. I'm picking the Bears too. They're going to be wearing their throwback jerseys, which I love. I have three of them. So yeah, hopefully good things come from that game. So let's get into the rest of the games. Not much else to say. I do think that the Vikings and the Bears should be very close. I'm interested to see what these guys do in Week 2.
It'll be a good game.
They just need to stop Adrian Peterson. Yeah. That's all. Tillman has to go to tackle him and peanut punch that ball out. That's all
exactly.
I want to say. But let's move to the Thursday night game. And already in the picks, which I think, this is the biggest discrepancy of picks. The New England Patriots against the New York Jets. And right now, the Patriots are winning 98-2%.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm picking the Patriots and the end.
Yeah, me too.
Move on. There's going to be a lot of games like this week, especially we're kind of tired. So we apologize. We gave you enough football talk, didn't we? Okay, anyway. The St. Louis Rams against the Atlanta Falcons. I'm picking the favorite Atlanta Falcons because I still think they are a playoff-bound team.
Yeah, I've got the Falcons as well in this game. I just don't think St. Louis can continue the momentum.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. And then I think it's going to be a very interesting game. Probably won't be on anywhere around me. The Carolina Panthers at the Buffalo Bills. And going on picks for this, the provider from Yahoo, it's very close. It's 43-57, tipping in Buffalo's favor, and I have to agree with them because Buffalo, I can't say almost, they gave the Patriots a run for their money, even though the Patriots won. And I think the Buffalo Bills are going to do better than we expected, but we will see, because I think a couple years ago they beat the Patriots in Week 1 and went on 4-0, 4 wins, 0 losses, and then managed to completely fall apart. But I don't think that's happening in Buffalo.
No. But I definitely have the Bills beating Carolina. Mm-hmm. I don't have faith in Carolina at all right now.
And with the next game, I'm wondering who comes into this game more pissed off, the Green Bay Packers or the Washington Redskins?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm picking the Green Bay Packers.
I have the Packers as well this week.
I will admit, freaking RG, far as what I've seen, I don't know what was going on with them. It seems like the Eagles were wearing Redskins uniforms for a while. But I didn't get to finish that game, but I saw a couple highlights, and literally before I went to bed and I seen everything, I was like, you know what? I think the Redskins are going to make a comeback and they're going to make it close. And then when I wake up and it was actually a close game at the end, I go, yeah, that fucking figures.
Yeah, of course.
That's why this is Kayfabe Sports Radio, and it's all a work. And next game, we got the Miami Dolphins at the Indianapolis Colts. You know, the Dolphins got a win, but I still think the Colts are better.
Yeah, but I'm continuing with my Miami high, and I'm taking Miami. I think, like I've said last week, they're a force to be reckoned with. They have the talent there. It's time for them to prove it. Might as well against the Colts. It's called sophomore slump.
I think he's going to have a semi-sophomore slump, but I think it's just they're not going to be as good, but they're still going to be good. In the picks that I have, actually, if you go to Blog Talk Radio / Macho Man Radio, I was on a season preview with them just last week, and I had doing a breakdown of what I thought everybody was going to do and how the playoffs were going to go. I had the Colts in the playoffs. I had them as the final wild card spot. I have them, I think, losing early, but I still think they will make playoffs, but it's almost going to be wild card because the Texans are that fucking good.
Yep.
And kind of speaking of the Philadelphia Eagles, San Diego Chargers will be in Philly to go up against the Eagles. And I actually have the Eagles winning this one. San Diego Chargers almost managed to look like a really good team, but I forgot their quarterback was Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, I also have the fake Eagles winning. Obviously, we know I don't support the Eagles.
Yeah, it was fun during that game when Shane was texting me and Mop about it, and I was just like, yeah, it's week one. They suck. They're probably going to suck. Wait till Vic's injured. Anyway, the next up, we got the Tennessee Titans against the Houston Texans. I have the Texans winning, even though the Titans managed to hold the Steelers to having only 2 points for the first half, which technically they got the 2 points themselves because they sucked. Mm. But after that, there was no type of effort from the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't even think Roethlisberger had a touchdown.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
It's dark days in Pittsburgh, but it's hot in Cleveland. And it's always sunny in Philadelphia, but it's dark days in Pittsburgh.
How did we make it to Pittsburgh? Oh, never mind. I'm not thinking straight.
Titans.
I know.
Because there's nothing else to say about this because the Houston Texans are that good.
Yep, I got the Texans, obviously.
The Detroit Lions, Motor City Kitties at the Arizona Cardinals. You know what? I'm picking the Motor City Kitties because I still think they're going to be more competitive. And I still haven't seen that much out of the Cardinals. I think they won. Did they win? Double check. Discount, double check. No, they lost in a very close game against the Rams. Yeah, I'm picking the Motor City Kitties because that was a pretty good matchup between them and the Vikings.
Yeah, I've got Detroit taking this game easily.
What about Incompetent, whatever, fucking, I can't say his fucking name right now, getting the $100,000 fine for a low hit?
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
You know, there's a lot. I was happened to turn on NFL Network today, and I watched it for a good hour or so, and this was a big topic, and it was like, you know, is it warranted for him to have a $100,000 fine? But it's like, he was voted by his peers to be the dirtiest player in the NFL. That tells you something. Now, I'm kind of so-so on a lot of these, the new rule of, you know, you can't go too low. Like, okay, you can't go too high. Now you can't go too low. We'll fine you both ways. You have to make sure you hit right here. I'm 100% for the head thing because concussions are a real deal. Yes, you have injuries at the feet and, you know, you take out your feet bad enough that takes away your career too. That's my only discrepancy of, you know, having the now's target on this. And he gets a fine. But the thing is, he's been fined so many times. He's been fined almost every year he's been in the league. $100,000 fine. It's almost time for him. I think if he gets one more penalty where he has this excessive fine, he needs to quit. He needs to retire.
I agree.
All right, and let's move on to the New Orleans Saints at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will have an impressive game here, but I still think the New Orleans Saints will win, which surprisingly, they were able to beat the Falcons in what was a very close game, 23-17. I think it's going to continue. I think the Saints are going to come. I think they're going to be very impressive, at least the first half of the season. I don't know what they're going to do in the last half, but they're going to take their place, reclaim their place.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest, this is a hard pick for me. Yeah, definitely New Orleans. No questions asked.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really kind of impressive that if you take Sean Payton out of the picture, they do terrible, but he comes back and they have an impressive season. That says one of two things, or both: that the Saints purposely lost games to make themselves not look terrible, like completely terrible, make them look better than the Browns, if you will, or the fact that Sean Payton really is that damn good of a coach. And if that's the case, first ballot Hall of Famer. I think he is up there with the likes of Belichick, if that is true.
Yeah, no, I think Sean Payton's a great coach, and I think he's going to do an amazing job. Like,
wait a
he
minute.
Has been.
Didn't at the end of last season, you said he was going to be the coach for the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, I don't know what happened with that. He should have gotten the job.
He didn't want it. He just has a home in Dallas. Doesn't mean he was going to be the coach.
Oh, he wanted it. He just couldn't admit to it.
I think that would be kind of a cool story. Like, if he went to the Cowboys, they could possibly win a Super Bowl again. Anyway, let's move on. We're getting down to last couple games, and there's really not much to say here. The Jacksonville Jaguars at the Oakland Raiders. I do have two things to say about this. The Oakland Raiders, Terrell Pryor, looked good against the Colts. Not great, not excellent. They looked good. They actually looked good. And the fact of, I think we asked it on Facebook, with the first pick in the 2014 NFL draft, blank selects. And I had people actually tell me on my personal Facebook who they thought would get selected, because I said fill in the blank, but it's like, no, fill in the blank. What, basically, what team you think is going to suck? I have Jacksonville Jaguars first pick.
Oh, no doubt.
So, yeah, Oakland Raiders for the win.
Yep, I have the Raiders myself.
And the last 4 o'clock game for Sunday, we have the Denver Broncos at the New York Giants. We have a mini Manning Bowl, first time in a couple years, it seems like. I don't know, did they go get set the last year? I can't remember.
Yeah, there was a Manning Bowl last year.
What, was there a mini Manning Bowl last year? Well, we're going to get a mini Manning Bowl again. But you had Peyton, who looked really good last week, and you have Eli, who looked really bad last week. Yeah, I'm going to pick with Peyton Manning because he has this case of Alzheimer's because he forgot how to lose.
Yep. Did we forget to mention Peyton Manning's record last week?
From last week?
Yeah, of 7 touchdowns, 1 game.
Yeah, we didn't mention that. I mean, 7 touchdowns, 400-some yards.
Yeah, I mean...
He's up there with many people, and I know it was odd because I was actually wearing his jersey Thursday night. He's up there with Sid Luckman.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say anything, but I will eat my words from last year, like I did at the end of the season last year. He's still Peyton.
Yeah, he's still Peyton. Let's move on to the Sunday night game, which actually I think this will be interesting. The San Francisco 49ers at the Seattle Seahawks, and in the picks, the favorite 67% to 33% is the San Francisco 49ers, but the official favorite is the Seattle Seahawks.
That's messed up.
Maybe the replacement refs are coming back for a game. I don't know what's going on. I have the 49ers winning this one, but I do think this is going to be a very close game, because I think, especially for a Sunday night game, you have Russell Wilson, Colin Kaepernick, two really good rookie quarterbacks, even though not rookie, what I would consider sophomore, because obviously Russell Wilson is a sophomore, but since Colin Kaepernick was actually in the league, I think a league for a year before that, before he actually got the starting job, he's not technically a rookie, but I figure, like, even Terrell Pryor is not a rookie, but I think this is the first year he got the starting job. I don't even think maybe he played a game last year, but like, I still consider him a rookie.
He didn't play a single game.
He didn't start. I know that, but did he play any?
For a backup, because Carson Palmer got hurt.
Yeah, because he sucks.
And then they had a bat. He was actually the third string quarterback.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember. Because you got to remember, I'm in Ohio, and Terrell Pryor is, for a while, was a god, because he was Terrell fucking Pryor and what he was doing with the Buckeyes. And then, you know, he got drafted really late to the Raiders, really late rounds, which was crazy. I thought I would rather him stay in Cleveland. I think if he was in Cleveland system, that could be actually a dominant team, but it's not. That was a bad move by somebody. So,
yeah,
I got the 49ers win this one.
As do I.
And move on to the Monday night game. The Pittsburgh Steelers 0-1 against the Cincinnati Bengals 0-1, both tied for first place in the division. There's going to be two teams in the division that will have one win. It's guaranteed.
Wow.
I have the Cincinnati Bengals winning, because even though they, like I said, they lost last week, they are still a good team, and I think the Steelers lost to what should be a worse team than them, so that really tells you how bad they are.
Yeah, no, I definitely have the Steelers losing. Go Bengals.
And as we wrap things up here, like we always do, I'm going to start playing the commercial again, or I'm going to have them come up with a new one, because I know they haven't come up with episodes in a while. But we have the pretty swell pick of the week, not really sponsored, but prettyswellguys.com and the Pretty Swell Guys podcast. Check them out. And what is your pretty swell pick of the week?
Well, my pretty swell pick of the week is going to go with, say, the Bengals over the Steelers.
I'm going to take the Detroit Lions beating the Arizona Cardinals. We need to start keeping track. And a little side thing of our pretty swell pick of the week. I know I got mine right last week.
As did I. It was Miami.
It was Miami. So we are 1-1.
I was thinking.
Oh, we're tied at 1. We're not 1-1. Yeah,
I was thinking about going with Miami again this week, but I'll stick with Cincinnati.
The thing that I think we need to do for next year, I want to find a site that hosts this. I want to do it with the Pick'ems League. There's what's called an Eliminator League. You get a group of people, and you pick one game where you pick the winner. And then if that team loses, you're out. If that team wins, you move on to the next week. And I want to say is you can't pick the same team to win ever.
Yeah, it's a confidence league.
I've always heard of Survivor leagues, because basically it's you're playing a game of Survivor.
True, and it's I've always heard it called confidence, because you get to pick. Well, that's a league that goes all year long, but you pick one game a week and you pick one team a week, and as long as you keep winning, you keep going. And yeah, the most confidence at the end of the year wins.
Well, this is an eliminator. Like, you get I think the best thing is to get 32 people.
Yeah,
that's a really big. I think 16 semi-realistic. I mean, you get 10, you could be done in a matter of weeks. But it's like I said, when you pick a team, like for example, you picked. Let's say this week you pick the Ravens against the Browns. You have your thing of you're going to pick any team going against the Browns. And let's say this is the year they do go 0-16. Since you pick the Ravens this week, when it comes back around to the Ravens and the Browns, you cannot pick the Ravens-Browns game because you already picked the Ravens.
Right.
You can pick the Browns to win.
Right.
Or you pick whoever else is left. Right. So that's the thing that I like about that, because I know there was a lot of people in the last week's games. Like, imagine the people that picked Pittsburgh to beat Tennessee.
I'm sure there's plenty of them.
Yeah. Or the Buccaneers to beat the Jets. I mean, of everything that went on there.
Yeah. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yes. We will catch you guys next week. We'll see what happens with our personal life. We can get this done. This was a lucky fit for tonight. And we will check you guys for week 3 of the NFL season. I'm Heavy Set. Joe, any final words?
Football's going to be great this week on my brand new TV. Yeah.
Oh, that will do it for us, and we need an ending catchphrase, so I'm just going to throw out, let's get ready for some more football. Peace.
Dude.
Mm-hmm.